mimic a small town. Okay, it just seems that there would be some kind of amenity package somewhere.
Maybe there are amenities in the town that these folks could use if they're ultimately going to be part of the town.
Could be, I guess. I can't think of many in Ellendale, but maybe you know more than I do. You probably take the kids up there, play ball.
I mean, the reality of the situation is if it's a planning and zoning commission, it'll be addressed at the site plan level.
Okay.
I mean, we'll have to provide something or they can turn it down.
Let me retreat to something you asked earlier too, Mr. Cole, because you also asked about the annexation of this property. And this also dovetails into the answer that Mr. Willie is trying to give you about the amenities package. Conceptually, or at least historically, this project has been in and on the radar screen of the town of Ellendale for approximately 2 years. The reason that we are back here and not inside the town of Ellendale with an application after annexation is, and Mrs. Price, the mayor, will confirm this for you, I believe, and from my own personal experience representing small towns, annexation is a two-edged sword. One of the edges is that you bring into town a resource that creates a significant financial benefit to the town. The opposite side of that sword is it also brings in a significant detriment. A town like Ellendale, and there are a couple other small communities that I won't name, don't have professional staff. They don't have professional engineers. They don't have a Lawrence Link or a Shane Abbott on staff 24/7. They don't have all of the inspectors necessary to bring about enforcement. You could go into a town such as Ellendale, replicate the county's RPC ordinance, but not have anybody there to review or enforce it. And that's how we got back here, plus the moderately priced housing unit, is consistent with what the town would like to have in its plans. As this thing goes forward, we're going to have comment, criticism, and review by town personnel on what amenity packages they would like to see as a part of this process, and that will reflect itself when we get to the Planning and Zoning Commission on site plan. Once we're through all that process and the annexation takes place, then we're into site plan inspection through the county engineering department in the normal process.
Unless you dedicate these amenities to the town, they will still be the financial wherewithal of the right. Homeowners Association. So the town shouldn't probably annex and take responsibility for those areas. So anyway, I'm just trying to find out.
That's going to be part of stuff that we worked out as with the annexation agreement, Mr.
We just, all the talk about superior design, I just see this as a little weak. But
well, as superior design goes, you got limiting factors here. You have a railroad track. You have Route 213 headed north-south. You have agricultural uses. You got things to deal with. It's innovative design doesn't necessarily mean architecture.
Didn't say that. Okay.
And really, in terms of what council does, council really has to not look at whether this will be annexed, but approve it as though it's going to be
it's
part
in
the
county,
county.
Right? And I'm saying it's from the right. County. From our point of view, I think it comes in a little short. But
well, and what I'm telling you is that we're here because we couldn't fit nicely in Ellendale without coming through the county, and then we're going back to Ellendale. Ellendale thinks that. My clients think that. Mr. Willie and I think that. And that's the commitment we're trying to make.
Mm-hmm. 400 units and only one cul-de-sac. We did try not to do the old cookie
superior.
Cutter.
There's more to life than having, not having a cul-de-sac around.
There's your superior design.
And only one traffic circle.
Mm-hmm. Jim?
I don't think there are any more questions. Am I wrong? Okay.
I think so far.
Anything else, Mr. Schrader?
Just a couple quick comments, if you will. I think if Mr. Willie has mentioned, we've been through PLUS review and TAC review, and the reviews were favorable. All of the responses that would have been required by those two organizations have been provided. We've talked about annexation. There are sample covenants and conditions in the back of the book that will describe for you how there will be perpetual maintenance of the common amenities within the project and formation of a homeowners association. I have provided findings of fact and proposed conditions. And again, I would point out to you the biggest problem we have with, and probably the only problem we have with the County Planning Commission's proposed conditions was the issue with the sidewalks and how it affected this project both as to cost and impervious
Is there any formal agreement to annex between you and the town?
Not at this point.
Anything in writing, anything?
We have.
Other than some conversations?
Well, we've had a number of documents that have been exchanged between me and Mr. Jaworth that dealt with the annexation. Let me finish.
Okay.
With the annexation agreements, we have made the applications. We've gone through the process of providing the town with the necessary resolutions and ordinances to put this thing into effect. You're asking me, is there some annexation agreement? The answer is we can't give them one now, because if we do that, we take it outside the county's jurisdiction.
Is there a problem then if we made one of the conditions that the site would be annexed to the town of Ellendale within a certain number of years?
Ask Mr.
Is there any problem with something like that?
No problem.
Okay.
Why do we want to give them up?
Why? I mean, how can we force them to annex in, Mr. Cole?
Well, they've represented this today as it's going to be annexed, and in the impact that this community will have on the town's services, Dale, will be that's substantial with this close, and it butts the town. So I think we ought to make sure, and I think it's our responsibility
let's
to make sure that.
Let the public hearing get over, and then see the town.
I just asked a simple question. We heard all this about annexation. I just want to know if there's any formal agreements, and he just said they would have no problem with making
it. That's done by the voters of the town. I don't see how we can say the voters have got to vote yes on it.
It's a question of inside and outside. The people in the area sought to be annexed get a say, too.
Right now, there's only one property owner on the outside.
Well, we can apply, Mr. Cole.
But they may be taking in a larger
Then maybe we ought to put, is it possible then to put in there that the...
Don't we give up taxes when we lose?
No. They're on the county sewer.
Why don't we just say that they'll make an application for annexation? Mr. Griffin, could we just say we could make application? They should make application for annexation with such and such a time.
I think that we don't have the authority to require that. I think there's a legal process as to how something gets annexed, and that's not our process. That would be the town's process.
Correct. Okay. Any other questions?
They got to have agreements with
you. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Schrader. Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard regarding this application?
Yeah.
Anybody at all?
Yep.
Either in support of or in opposition?
Mayor Price. Here's okay. Mayor Price.
Everybody raise your hand.
Mayor Price.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Give your name and town you represent.
My name is Dolores Price. I am the president of the town council of the town of Ellendale. You mentioned community amenities. The town itself just has a park. That's what we have in the town itself. Okay. We passed an ordinance to accept Sussex County's moderately priced housing units only after about 2 years of going through a process of trying to get water for the Ellendale New Market Sewer District, which we were unable to do. And dealing with Mr. Wheatley and Mr. Simpson, they had come exactly, 2006, I believe it was, asking for annexation. They do have an application in our office for annexation. And as far as any other thing concerning annexation, that's the only thing I have other than their word of mouth. Okay?
Okay, but ma'am, in the past we've seen that in the coastal area where I live, is a lot of times these projects get approved, then they get sold to somebody else.
You heard that.
Names like Ryan Homes, et cetera, et cetera. So in case somebody else, and we give the zoning to the land, not to the individual, so the current owners may not be the current owners. So what I'm trying to do is everything they represent, which I agree, they will do what they say, right? But if it got sold by some chance, there's nothing holding this subdivision
into
annexation.
Right.
And the impact that this, that many homes, that many children, and they might not put any amenities or very few, the impact it could have on your services could be a strain. So I would like to make sure that they're going to have this size of development next to your town. I'd like to make sure that it gets into your town.
Well, this is what I'm depending on, is that they actually do annex into the town. It's very important that they do because, number one, they're in our growth zone.
Right.
And number two, We could also use it will come to me, the money and
tax
everything
base.
That will benefit the town,
tax
because
base.
That's what we are in need of at this point.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
One of the reasons why they left us, per se, is because we don't have the personnel.
I understand that, right. Makes sense.
At this time. That's why we signed agreements and everything to have the county inspectors and everything to inspect the project, because we do not have a city manager, we do not have the personnel at this particular time. I approve the project, the council, because moderately priced housing is needed for the working class. Mm-hmm. And Delaware is really way behind in that area. I don't want to see matchboxes. I've already mentioned that and spoke about that a lot of times. I don't want to see the matchbox houses. I don't want to see where you go in and say, well, this whole section is moderately priced housing. This whole section is not. I've been assured that that's not to be happening, that it's supposed to be integrated.
Well, I think our ordinance requires
okay.
it to
it
be.
Does.
Yeah, we require that.
I want it to stick that way.
That part we can help you on.
Correct. So as far as I can see right now, and other than for the things that you mentioned and you concerned the sidewalks, we have just finished the second phase of our sidewalk project.
Correct.
Which is sidewalks on both sides of the street, which Representative Curry helped us to finance. And that's been our whole project for the last two.
Could I ask you then, on that issue of sidewalks, the Planning and Zoning Commission wants them on both sides of the road. Would you, are you supportive of that, or would you support the developer's concerns that he would just want
them on
one side?
I really am supportive of it being on both sides of the road. I have a personal reason for that. I've lived in Ellendale for in the town limits for 49 years.
That's long enough.
And for 49 years, during the time my children had to go to school,
no sidewalk
on Old State Road, which they won't let us put a sidewalk there now either, my kids had to walk on the road. That's not safe. There are children now has to walk on the road to get to the bus stop for Sussex Central. It's just not safe. And, of course, Del Dot won't let us put.
So you're supportive of Planning and Zoning's recommendations for sidewalks on
yes,
both sides?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I am. And because I do believe our zoning also calls for that as well. So that's where I am right now with all of that. And I know the town took the 3-point-whatever acres of land, and either we asked Mr. Simpson and Mr. Wheatley to either turn it into green space, or we, the town, would have to adopt the moderately priced housing units. So we adopted the moderately priced housing units. Now, I understand there's supposed to be some land swapping in there. I don't know exactly what that is, with some homeowners, and those homeowners are here at this time. So basically, what I am seeing, there is some change from the original plan, but not a lot. They came to us earlier with their original plan for their project. But there has been some change, but there's been not a lot.
And your thoughts on amenities? We discussed that a little while ago. They show none right now. Planning and Zoning has recommended they come forth with something. Will you have any input into that?
I haven't had any input into that because I haven't really talked to them about it. I do remember hearing about the buffer along the railroad track.
Is there a fence between the...
A buffer, I think it's a mound of dirt, isn't it?
Yeah,
berm.
Yeah, well, called a berm, whatever.
Right.
I guess I can say this because I have asked another developer, and I mentioned to another developer who has come before us, that our comprehensive plan calls for a railway trailway.
Mm-hmm. Rail trail.
along that side. So one of the things that I'm concerned about is not only people being able to drive into the town, per se, but to walk in as well. And to ride bicycles and not be out on Old State Road riding the bicycles, if those things could be done along that railway. I think their property backs up to the railroad tracks up along in there. That's one of the things that I have been really concerned about, because in the future, that trailway will kind of go along that whole entire area. But that's something that maybe they might consider doing. And I know they have two ways in, one way connecting to the town, another way connecting Old State Road. Are those the two entrances?
Two entrances on Old State Road.
Two entrances.
An extension of Washington Avenue.
Okay.
Right.
Well, a lot of times, ma'am, if it doesn't get put in during this part of the process, it may not get in.
I realize that too.
You realize that, right?
Yes, I do.
Right. Okay.
Yes, I do.
So it's important that if you of the town council think there's things that are important, we should hear them now, and you tell us that they are important.
Well,
I'll say.
I'm the only one here representing the town tonight, other than two members who live in the town, residents of the town. So I feel it's important. To me, it's important. In any development, I really think it's important. I really do. Green space is important. You need to keep that in mind, because a lot of concrete and a lot of other things, it just causes a lot of runoff, and you don't have the green space, so you're not saving the oxygen and everything that's needed.
Is there a way, Mr. Attorney, to require the developer to coordinate the amenity package with the town council so that they would have some input in it if it's going to be annexed? Now we hear all that. So is there any reason we can't say that?
Well, for the portion of this land that lies within the county, I think we have to deal with the commission.
I know. I understand that. Can we just stipulate that many times we stipulate that certain neighbors that are, you know, concerned about different things get together and talk things out. I was just saying, I'm not saying not to vote, but as they go through the hearing, the planning and zoning approval process,
I think that's why
planning and zoning is going to approve a amenity package for this subdivision, that the mayor and the town council have some kind of input in that. Is there, you're trying to tell me we can't?
Well, yes, Mr. Lang. Mr. Lang,
sure. It seems reasonable to me.
In the past, have you had a situation like this where input from town council was considered by the commission? And once you get past this, if it's approved, there's no more public hearing, really.
That's correct.
Right, so she's out of the loop. That's what I'm trying to say, that we should have. She knows there's going to be families in here, working families, affordable housing.
It seems to me, if you want the town to give input about amenities, you would need to seek that at this level.
I don't remember where we've ever had to deal with specific input from the towns.
Right.
But have you ever had input from people from outside a particular subdivision being involved in the...
Kind of an unusual situation, really.
Is it something you could do or not? If you don't want to do it, I'm just saying, I think it's appropriate
It's really not up to me. It's up to you.
I know. I'm just saying, if you said we can't do it, then I would follow your thing. But if you're not sure, it's something we could possibly do, I'd like to do it.
Well, if you give me a minute, I'll think about it. My thoughts are that if you want to give an opportunity to the town of Ellendale to have some input in that process, a fair way to do it would be to leave the record open to let them do it if the mayor feels that she would like to have input from her other council members, but give them a specific time to provide that input.
Lynn, what do you think about something like that?
Well, have you got all your concerns addressed, Mayor Price, or do you think you want to take it back? What's your concerns?
Repeat that, please.
Do you want to take it back to council, or do you feel that you're conveying their thoughts tonight from seeing the plan?
Well, I'm going to put it this way. As far as the plan itself is concerned, the town hasn't really looked at it and really know what it's about. But as far as the Martin Lake Price housing unit is concerned, we had two public hearings, and that many people showed up.
Right.
Okay?
Typical.
Well, we're talking about the amenities, really.
But like the
amenities.
And even with that.
Nobody showed up.
They wouldn't have showed up. They didn't show up. Right. So
So you've, if your concerns are addressed here tonight from what you've discussed with us and what they've said, are you comfortable with the plan as it is?
I don't want to hold up the project. I'd like for them to get moving.
Well, I don't think a week or two in today's market is going to hold up. And time is not of the essence, ma'am. And we're only talking a week or two if we possibly. So that's not a critical time frame. But if you think you're comfortable with what they've represented, that they're going to give some amenities.
Right.
If you're comfortable with that.
I think she says that, George.
If they're going to give some amenities, yeah, I would be comfortable with that.
Okay.
Yes.
I said, I thought the same.
I got a problem with that.
With what now?
With the, getting the town in there and telling them what kind of amenities they want to put in.
She just said she didn't need it, Dale.
She's okay with it. Okay. It's okay.
All right. She's cool. Okay.
It's fine.
Now, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mayor Price, one more question. Ms. Price. We were discussing these sidewalks a while ago.
Yes.
Are you okay with what they proposed tonight? Because you were talking about when, you know, when
My understanding tonight is that they're still going to do just one side?
Only in the center block. If
only in the center?
Yeah. Everything else block too.
Hey, what's that guy's name? George Miles of Jim. Jim, can you show Mayor Price where the two sides of the street get sidewalks and where the little spot in the center don't?
Just where they don't get two sidewalks. Just show us that. Everything else.
We had single sidewalk in these rows of single-family housing. We had it on the side of the street nearest the park. So the main connector streets and along the townhomes and around the village had sidewalk on both sides of the street. But these areas, these...
And up there, all those big blocks don't have sidewalks, only on one side of the street.
Like on this row of single-family here, the sidewalk's on this side of the street, and then it walks down to the park. So the area that didn't have two sidewalks, this street.
What's the purpose of that?
This looks like about 6 or 7 streets.
Yeah.
So do you, ma'am, planning and zoning recommended sidewalks on both sides of every street in this subdivision. Do you support that, or would you support the developer who's not going to do that throughout the whole community? Basically, that's it.
They're suggesting, because of moderately priced housing, to keep costs down, they like to do it in them sections he told you, on just one side, but in the bigger sections on both sides.
And there is no way in the future that the other side of the streets can get sidewalk?
Probably not.
I can't answer that question.
Because of the way it's being built.
Don't count on it in the future.
Am I correct?
There's room for the sidewalk.
There is room?
The 50-foot right-of-way, which is the county minimum, as far as creating a piece of land on which the street sits, mm-hmm. will have room for the sidewalk. Your problem in the future is going to be figure out who pays for the sidewalk.
The homeowner or the town will pay for it in the future.
Yeah, I realize that.
You either do it now and it's paid for.
I realize it.
It's just
too bad it can't be done now.
Well, P&Z's recommended that we approve it with sidewalks on both sides of the street.
Okay.
You support that?
Both sides of the street.
Both sides of the street.
Yeah.
Okay, so you support planning and zoning's recommendation?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here who wants to be heard on this application? Yes, ma'am.
I'll throw it down
the
way. I can't make it.
Okay.
My name is Ann Ennis, and we have property that butts up against this development.
Okay.
We live at the end of North Washington Avenue. Right now, it is a dead-end street. I'm not sure where it is on there.
She'd be toward the lower.
Show the lady where she lives. There she is.
Dead end of the street.
Okay.
The right-of-way extends up.
Right, okay. All right.
Where do you live, ma'am? Point it out.
We live... Gosh, I can't find it again. Okay,
lost it again. Okay.
Right in here.
Okay.
So there's a dead end street right here, and
is that by the old post or the new post office?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right at the end of that street.
Nope.
And they're proposing open up.
You tell me no.
This part of the lot that we currently maintain, and to provide access into this development. We've not been to a whole lot of the town meetings, mainly because of our work schedules. And we've not heard a whole lot of discussion about traffic on that street. The street is not very wide as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And our concern is that if there's an entrance going into that development from that direction, is there going to be any kind of a stoplight at the corner, at the intersection of 16 and 213? And if there is, will people then be using North Washington then to access the community versus off of the Old State Road. So that's a concern. We're in favor of the development because we know the town needs to grow. We know that they need, you know, more income, that kind of thing.
So in other words, your concern is if they start making it troublesome on the other side, they're going to use your side. That's what the bottom line is.
The town would have to agree, ma'am, to open up that street.
Right.
Not the county. It's in the town, right?
What's that?
The town would have to agree.
That street will be open.
And I think they already have.
The town has agreed to. Okay, well, then your argument with that is with the town.
Right.
We don't have any control over that.
Okay, well, my concern is the amount of traffic.
Right. Well, she's not talking about it. She's not talking about her road. She's talking about Old State Road.
No. She's talking about
her road. Well, I am talking about her road, too.
But not the light, if you put a light.
Right. The light, right. If a light was going to be put up there at the intersection of 213 and 16, would that create then extra traffic on North Washington?
I don't know if DelDOT did. I don't think DelDOT proposed anything, right?
DelDOT probably looked at Washington Street.
Because then also you have that traffic going in and out of the post office, mm-hmm. which is also on that street. You know, so that was a concern that we had.
Well, we can't probably answer those questions.
I don't know. I don't see anything in the plus comments that says anything that, but
DelDOT didn't address it.
Okay.
Will DelDOT address it?
Will they?
Yeah.
They've already done the addressing.
They don't address a whole lot anyway.
I know.
But I guess they'll give it the best shot. We can't honestly, without lying to you, tell you, sit here and get, will they do that?
DelDOT maintain Washington Street?
No, I don't.
I don't think so.
Town does.
The mayor says it, or the president says it's a town street.
I wasn't sure.
Right, so.
Can I get your name again?
Ann Ennis.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Can I make a comment on this?
We need to let her finish.
Okay. You can, after everybody gets wrapped up, we'll
I can help answer a question.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, well, it's a legal thing. If you got any other questions?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, if you sit down, we'll see if we can. Mr. Griffin?
Is there anyone else here who wishes to be heard concerning this application?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Now's your shot.
My name is Doug Simpson. I'm one of the owners. And that traffic circle was to try to address exactly what Ms. Ennis is concerned about.
Within the community.
Yes, we broke.
Actually, at one point, if I could go up here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
At one point, this street here was in alignment all the way through, okay, which we thought could create folks running in their driveway. Mm-hmm. So we broke that street and moved it up and created a traffic circle right here so that would help to eliminate folks just traveling at a high speed straight through the development. So there was some effort to address the concerns about speed and volume.
Traffic
volume. That's exactly right. So we did, that was brought up with GMB and those folks addressed it, I think, to help answer some of that.
While you're still there, can I ask a question? I got the concerns that Duran and Sussex County projects change hands all the time.
Sure.
What is your long-term intent with this project? Are you going to try to flip it to one of the major developers, or are you guys going to stay?
Right now, we have currently secured financing through our bank, and our intentions are to proceed with the construction of this project.
Because I've seen this.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that somebody wouldn't walk in tomorrow and change my mind, but our full intentions. We've already been to our bank and secured the financing to start phasing construction, and you know, good Lord willing, and the market's permitting, we would like to be under construction as soon as possible.
Okay, because my concern is the impact that it can have on that little town.
Yes, and we've talked to Mrs. Price and the town. Actually, this project goes back much farther than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We actually started this project more like 4.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But at any rate,
get in conversation with Mrs. Price and the town council and talk about the amenities? Because if there is going to be a lot of children, and there could be in this type of project, the people you're appealing to, there needs to be something in there, and it needs to be the right kind of amenities package that would appeal to that age group.
I guess that we have never sat to the table, but we are more than willing to.
Well, we have a bunch of retirees where I am, so we have all these walking paths, but I don't think a lot of kids want walking paths.
Well, obviously not, and I think that's the reason our open space exceeds the requirements of the county. And
is an RPC. It's a zone GR already.
It's not a cluster.
Mr. Lane? That's 4 units to the acre. They go straight across the board.
Could be.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're...
Without even coming to us?
Brooks.
Brooks, yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you. Ms. Price and Ms. Ennis, did either of you have any comments you want to make that are prompted by Mr. Simpson's remarks? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I believe that would conclude the hearing. Is there somebody else who wants to be recognized who hasn't had a chance yet?
Before you read the title, I'd like to make a motion that we amend one of the conditions. And that condition would read, it's condition F. It says there should be sidewalks subject to conditions on the applicant's exhibit.
Okay. Which you're making a motion to only put sidewalks on the one side of the street in a certain area.
Just like it shows there, Mr. Cole.
Okay.
That would basically be...
There will be sidewalks subject to the conditions on the applicant's exhibit.
Which are both sides of all streets within townhouse areas and on one side of all streets within single-family lot areas.
Whatever it shows on that exhibit.
Well, that would be the collector street, actually.
It'd be better to actually say...
Okay.
What it would be...
Yeah, but the difficulty is it's the collector street, which runs parallel to 213. The streets within the town area. I don't think they have names, so it's kind of hard to do it without names.
Actually, they do have names, and the names have been approved by 911.
Okay, so we can throw names in.
I think he said the collector streets that divide the townhouse from the single family would have sidewalks on both sides.
Correct.
There are some exceptions.
No, yes, or
I'm sorry. I do know the streets have been accepted by the.
It worried me. I thought you were here.
Thought you were gonna read them out.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah.
All right. At the northern, from north to south, on the northern end of the project, Douglas Street is shown single sidewalk. It's actually easier to
read. Let's read the doubles.
Ingram Boulevard, single sided. Sylvia Avenue, single-sided. Dome Street. Norwood Drive. West Street. Herman Street. Pearl Street. Edward Street. And Lee Avenue along the outside.
Or what?
Single-sided.
Single-sided.
Single-sided streets on this exhibit.
And gentlemen, that exhibit that Mr. Willie is referring to is the phasing plan of Ingram Village in Cedar Creek 100 prepared by George Miles and Buren dated September 2008 as sheet C as in Charlie 2.0.
Can we accept that, Mr. Griffith, or is it better to put the name on?
It is in the exhibit book for the record.
Mr. Jim, can we accept this piece of paper, or is it better, as Mr. Light, or you said, to list the street names?
How would it be best for the commission's use, Mr. Lang?
Easiest way would be just...
Well, it shows the street names on that plan.
Withdraw your motion and let them have the sidewalks nails.
Yeah. And it shows the sidewalks also?
Yes.
You could accept that plan. That would be easier as far as the record of the motion.
That's that one.
Yeah, it's in the phasing plan. Shows the street names and the sidewalks.
Right.
Yes.
The sidewalks would be required consistent with the sidewalk plan shown on the plan before you.
And that's the phasing plan that I...
The phasing plan.
That I
got
to do the technical...
Which reference. Is C2-0, or point.
There shall be sidewalks as indicated on the phasing plan.
And that's C2-0, if you want to put a number on it.
Dated September 2008, just to make sure that we only have one.
Got a second?
Thank you.
Okay.
It's pathetic.
It's It's been moved to second that we amend condition.
Shorter that way.
F to correspond with the phasing plan as was stated. Mr. Cole.
Well, you know, it's a shame. It's a subdivision of this size and the appeal it's going to have to the, you know, supposedly the families, affordable housing, all that stuff. And we've gotten down to arguing over sidewalks on two sides of the street. Sidewalks do many things. They help connect a community to one, to itself. It helps connect neighbors to neighbors. It also gives children a place to play so they don't have to run across the street and play on the other side of the street. So it's safer. It's all kinds of things. Also, the town of Ellendale has an ordinance, and we're going to annex this into the town, and they're going to have an ordinance, and they're going to require, they require in their town ordinance, and they want to be part of this town, and they require sidewalks. So I just hate to see us get down to some little petty thing like sidewalks. And gentlemen, whether you've got sidewalks in this community or not, it's not going to impact the cost of these homes. The overall project here is so large. I would think that the sidewalks on those streets, the additional sidewalks on those two streets, would be a small part of the budget from the for the entire project. I'm not saying it doesn't cost money, but I just think it would be a small portion of the overall cost of this subdivision. So I just think it's a little short-sighted to do that.
So your vote is no, Mr. Cole?
My vote is no on that. I'm changing the amendment. I think planning and zoning's recommendation is right on.
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
Sidewalks create impervious surfaces, which we've learned is not always good for the environment. And I think that this development goes a long way in making a very nice model for the moderately priced housing program. I vote is yes.
Mr. Duke.
We've tried for a long time to get MPHU a program up and running, and it's very difficult. I know that the town of Ellendale can need some moderately priced housing. They're offering to put 60 in there, and then we turn around and do things that ups the cost. Now that sidewalks are 5 foot wide to meet ADA specifications, it increases the cost. And I think that with the sidewalk on the one side and double on the other streets, as the plan so states, it will make a good subdivision. My vote is yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Very close to the town council of Ellendale and Mayor Price herself with her situation. I was all for a moderately priced housing unit, but for this particular item, I got to vote no.
My vote is yes with the other three, too. Okay. Read the title, please, Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to GR RPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community. For a certain parcel of land lying in being 2300 Sussex County containing 101.6 acres, more or less.
Motion, gentlemen.
Make a motion, we approve the ordinance.
Second?
Second.
It's been moved in second that we approve ZZ 1666 with the facts and findings with the one number F being modified.
That's your motion?
Yes.
Yes. Mr. Cole.
Well, the commission found in their hearing, and I think we found the same thing here, that Ms. Price, the mayor, presented the town council's support here tonight for the project, stated the project would be a benefit to the town. And the town presently has problems with inspections and things of that nature, but that this project will be annexed, we hope, into the future, into the town, and it is a little... Like I said earlier, the lack of sidewalks and that is a petty little thing, but it's I guess it will not be here in it tonight. But so I guess I'll support the application because I think also the Estate Development Office had no problem with it, and our TAC people had no problem with it, so it had positive comments everywhere. So I'll vote yes.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. It's a good project. I think it's a good model for this new program, and I think it's going to be well received in the communities around Ellendale.
Mr. Dukes?
My vote is yes for the conditions and stipulations. I think I have so stated my reasons. I think that we need moderately priced housing in that area, and hopefully they'll come to pass before very long. I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Town Council of Ellendale and the residents have supported this since inception. There's been communication between the mayor and the developer, and she's concerned about the amenities, which I think the cost will continue. And moderately priced housing is what's needed for Ellendale, and I vote yes.
My vote is yes also, with the conditions and the that's the facts and findings are stated in P&Z, with the one being modified. Motion passed. Thank you very much. Jim.
CU 1745.
Condition 1745 is the application